On a near daily basis, oil trains pass through the heart of Spokane, past two major hospitals, a handful of schools, and across an aquifer that serves nearly 500,000 people. Less than a month ago, a measure was added to Spokane voters' ballots that would have imposed fines on rail cars transporting fossil fuels through the city. On Monday night, the city council opted to withdraw it. Council President Ben Stuckart says weeks of further review raised questions about whether the measure he co-sponsored could stand were it to face a legal challenge.
I don't think that's a good use of the citizens' dollars.
In the weeks since the measure originally passed, Stuckart says a conversation about how to more safely transport fossil fuels has become a region-wide debate.
A couple other cities have contacted us and they suggested that we form a regional group here in northern Idaho and eastern Washington to try to work through these issues and see how we can affect state and national policy.
The measure itself was prompted by a number of accidents involving oil trains since 2012. In June, a train carrying crude oil from North Dakota derailed in Oregon's Columbia River Gorge.